8 on RSM Breakfast, Michael Christian, Mick McGuam, Barry Hall with you right through until 8.30, and catching up with our next guest, assistant coach at the Sydney Swans, Johnny Blakey. G'day, John.
G'day, boys.
How you going, mate? It was a fantastic game of footy, a great spectacle for all to watch. Not so great for Sydney fans, of course, but, gee, you wouldn't have been too disappointed. I know it's always great to win, but great quality game.
Oh, yeah, look, I thought it was. Probably on the night, both teams were a little bit inaccurate and at times didn't play as well as they would have liked to have played. But I think the game was in the balance for most of the night and... at the end of the day, Hawthorn got the 4 points, and I guess that's what really matters.
Johnny, did their midfield group just get on top slightly at critical stages late in the contest?
Oh, look, I probably thought over the night they did shade us. Mitchell started the game really well. I think Hodgie had a big second quarter. Lewis was great all night. So I think probably we could comfortably say that their midfield group shaded us on the night. And then we... probably as a defensive group as well, we didn't defend as well as we have in previous games.
So in the wash-up, that's where you thought the game went wrong for you, Johnny?
Yeah, it probably was, Baz. We probably felt, probably real strength of our game's been able to put enough pressure onto the ball carrier, and we didn't think we did that early. I mean, they had 9 shots at goal in the first quarter, which, obviously that's far too many, so... we didn't quite get our defensive structures right. Our energy seemed to be a little bit down in that quarter. And against, obviously great side as Hawthorn are, and obviously they're the benchmark, you can't afford to start a game like that.
A couple of good players for you. Adam Goods has been a really good player. I thought he's at the twilight of his career, but he stepped up the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he certainly has, Baz. You know what sort of bloke he is. You just can never count him out of the contest. Probably his first half was a little bit quiet, and then he bobs up and kicks 4, misses another one, and probably in the dying minutes of the game, he doesn't get paid a mark that would have seen him kick 5 for the night. So, he's just been terrific this year. He's playing a different role, I guess, with the two big boys up there, because he just slips in as that third, X factor down there for us. So we're really pleased with the way he's gone, and particularly because he's, the way his body's been as well. He's been able to manage it. He's obviously got... bad knees. He's been able to manage that really well and produce out on the field.
John, can you play Tippett, Franklin, Reed and Goods in the same forward line?
Oh, no doubt. Because all those boys that you speak about, particularly Franklin and Reed, they're so mobile and they're quick. So there's no doubt that we can play those three. That's not a problem for us at all.
Johnny, I reckon one of the aspects that would have pleased the coaching staff that appeared from the outside that Kurt Tippett got through the game unscathed and the minutes that you got into his body would have been super beneficial?
Yeah, oh, no doubt. He's played, I think that's 5 or 6 games for the year. So we have been managing him all year and trying to get him right. Hopefully we're on top of his issues now. And it was just great to see him out there because he has had limited time out on the ground. And probably very limited time out on the training track as well. So for him to get through a game like that, obviously you can see his 5 contested marks inside the forwards 50. He's such a big target for us, and we've just got to keep him out on the park.
How far is off your best side, Johnny? There's Reece Shaw, Alex Johnson and Dan Hanbury out of the side. Where are those guys at the moment?
Jono's only just had an operation for his knee, so he obviously won't be here the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. We're hoping Hanbury and Shaw are close to this week, if not next week. So, it's a balancing act too, bringing two players that have missed a bit of footy back into your side. So hopefully we can filter those two boys back in over the next 2 weeks, because obviously we're in our best lineup and we need to get game time into them before we head into September.
I was really impressed with the progress, and he's been to hell and back, I reckon it's fair to say, Johnny, is Gary Rowan. I reckon he played a very important role for you and probably found a new spot in the team.
Oh, he did, and some of his chase down tackles in the third quarter, you can see what sort of pressure he can put on the opposition. I think it's a great ability to be able to, play as a forward, deep forward, as a pressure forward, but also to be able to swing into defence as well and play a role down there. And look, if we can get Gary Rowan bursting off our half back line, it'll put nerves through a bit of the competition, because he is so quick and he can be very damaging. So it was great to see him in that back 6 mix, and hopefully he can develop even further down there.
He brings energy to the team too, just when you need it?
Oh, he sure does. He's just so quick. I mean, you look out there and all of a sudden, in the third quarter, halfway through the third quarter, there's a lot of tired boys out there, but the pure speed that he has, you really notice him. So he does bring energy to the group, and certainly when he's playing well, I think most of the group will be up and about.
What do you think changed in the game in the third quarter, John? You spoke about the pressure at the coalface. Obviously, when you got to four goals in front and then Hawthorn had that surge, what goes through the coaching box in terms of message, and what do the players do you expect to implement out there in the game when it just slightly goes against you?
Yeah, well, it's probably you see it in a lot of games, the ebbs and flows of the games. You know, teams have their time where they score quickly and then opposition come back. And so it's probably it's something that we continue to work on. We talk about controlling the momentum. And as you mentioned, we had it there for a little bit in the third quarter, and Hawthorn, being the team they are, were able to get it back their way. What you look for is your leaders to stand up in those situations. You know, you look to win the next contest. As simple as that sounds, that's what you do. You look for Joey Kennedy to win the next clearance. You look for your Nick Smith to make the next tackle. You look for your Teddy Richards to make a crunching spoil. So you really look to your leaders to be able to stop the momentum of the opposition and turn it back into your favour. And I guess we weren't able to do that in the second half of that third quarter.
Tommy Mitchell's been in the news, Johnny, and look, he probably doesn't get in the side at the moment because you've got such a gun midfield, but he's certainly a player you'd be looking to in the future to try and hang on to.
Oh, no doubt, Baz. He's a very, very good player. What people don't understand is Tommy Mitchell's played two games in the last 7 weeks and he's been injured, and in that time he hasn't hardly trained at all. Mm-hmm. So it's not as if he's just missing out week after week after week. The fact is he didn't play again on the weekend. So he's a very good player, and certainly someone that, you know, is important to the future of the club.
And what about a word, if you would, John, on Dean Towers, a young man from Colac, originally played at North Ballarat, came on as a sub and really impressed with his touches. What sort of future do you think he's got in the game?
Yeah, Dean's another one. He's similar to a Gary Rowan type. He's got exceptional pace, and his endurance is probably better than Gary. So it's certainly someone that adds, our outside speed to us. And you saw on the weekend he came on, I think he had 7 or 8 touches in that last quarter. So he's certainly been developing well within our seconds. And we think we can play him through the midfield in a wing-type position. And he's very dangerous up forward because he's just so quick. So hopefully, there's another one coming through there. We've been really pleased with the young kids that have played this year. Harry Cunningham's and Jake Lloyd and these guys that have added to our side this year have certainly been stepping up and playing well.
What about Tommy Derricks, Johnny? Going forward, yep, and looking at the template to work from, considering against Hawthorn you might have to come up against two recognisable ruckmen. Hale's out of the team at the moment. Segler's being used as that relief ruckman with McAvoy.
Yep.
Do you need the two in the team?
It's something that we'll probably look at. Tommy has a bit of an injury himself and didn't play on the weekend, but has been very good for us to be able to shoulder the load, obviously, when Pikey wasn't available. So it's something that we'll look at, that we'll tinker with. You've got to decide whether, with the big boys up forward, what do you do with that extra ruckman as well. So it depends on a little bit on the balance of our side. With Tippett up there, Franklin, Goods, Reed, if you've got a resting ruckman there as well, it's probably too many. But certainly, when we come up against those sides with two recognised ruckmen, that's something that we'll probably look at.
I get asked all the time, Johnny, from Swans fans, where's Ryan O'Keefe? He's obviously a good side at the moment. Is it hard for him to get in?
Yeah, look, I think it is, Baz, but to his credit, he's toiling away there in the twos, and he's still a very good player, as we know. But you spoke about Tommy Mitchell before, and I guess there's a balance between how many insiders and outsiders that you want, and at the moment, with Parker and Kennedy playing as well as they're playing, probably both those boys have had nearly all Australian type years, it makes it very difficult to throw in more insiders in there. So he's still playing well and performing a role really terrifically well, trying to teach our young kids the midfield roles and developing them as well. So we're really pleased with what he's doing and how he holds himself, and obviously a very difficult time for him. not being in the senior side, because as you know, we're all very proud people and you'd love to be playing. He'd certainly love to be in the side, but unfortunately that's not the case at the present.
Good on you, Johnny. Great to have a chat. Disappointing outcome on Saturday night, but certainly, gee, it was a wonderful game of footy, and you certainly haven't lost any friends over that performance. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
John Blakey joining us, assistant coach there at the Sydney Swans. It's 1-8.